plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. We're on the battlefield for Jesus' cleansing flood.
Come and join us in the fight.
Though the enemy be all around us, we shall not be put to flight. By faith we know we have the victory, and no matter what the cost, we will fight to rescue hopeless sinners. Not a soul must ever be lost. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen and amen. I hope you're living the victorious life today as a child of the King. You have been granted victory through Christ Jesus. You ought to be living that victorious life every day of your life. It ought to be a victorious Christian living. Sometimes that's mixed with sorrow. Sometimes that's mixed with much joy. And it is a mixture of things. But in the end, it is victorious. Because that's the way that Jesus intended it to be. That's what He purchased. He purchased victory for us on Calvary. He rose from the dead. He defeated death. He put down the enemy that is death. And we're here to tell you today that you must be born again, that you must have the power of Almighty God. You must be saved. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. Without that, you have no victory. There is no victory outside of Jesus in this life. Or in the life to come, for that matter, there will be no victory. Victory is in Christ, in Christ alone. He made the atonement. He made the atonement for our sins. Christ is the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. We are not saved by works. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. That is the victory in Christ. That is victory in Jesus. That's the power of God. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. If you're not saved, you don't have victory. You cannot fulfill the will of God unless you are saved. We'll talk about that again on Sunday when we talk about the will of God again. I'll put that sermon from Sunday on tomorrow. I'll put it on Thursday and then put the Baptist one on. I'll have to put that one on tomorrow and on sermon audio too. I haven't done that yet, the Baptist teaching from Sunday afternoon. But anyway, that's the gospel that we preach, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation. We are going to, by the grace of God, finish the book of Acts tonight. Last sermon in the book of Acts, well, last sermon, expository preaching through the book of Acts anyway. There'll probably be others years down the road, who knows. But anyway, we will get through Acts and move on to the next book. I'm excited. I want to get into the book of Ephesians, I believe. We've already actually started with the will of God sermon. That's already the beginning of Ephesians. So, anyway, but we'll get into that and figure all that out in a later time, right? But we are going to talk about this spirit of... Now, remember, there's no broadcast I don't think so Friday. Unless for some reason I get a deer, my son gets a deer on Thursday. If he shoots a deer on Thursday, we'll have to clean it pretty quick. It's going to be pretty warm out. But I might be able to do a broadcast on Friday if he gets a deer. So anyway, we'll see what happens with all that. So we're going out tomorrow. Him and I are going out tomorrow morning. I'm looking forward to that, spending some time with him. And Friday, Brother Carl, we'll probably upload to YouTube live. It'll be sometime Friday, probably Friday afternoon. We'll upload the message from today here, or tonight here, excuse me. Anyway, so hopefully we'll be able to do that. Now, hope you're all doing well. Appreciate the prayers. I haven't got a buck on this property yet. I haven't really shot a good-sized buck ever. I shot a year-and-a-half-old one. It's from a distance, and I couldn't tell it was a buck, really. It was big, but it didn't have a rack, really. It had a small. So I'd like to see somebody. Now, my son will probably get one before me, but that's okay. I don't care. I hope he does. I'll have a good time with him. He shoots it, I'll rejoice. Now, if he misses it, oh, my goodness. No, I'm just kidding. But we'll see what comes up. But if we don't get one tomorrow morning, we'll go out tomorrow late afternoon, and then we'll go out Friday morning and Friday afternoon and see what we come up with. See what happens. But anyway. And then 2 weeks, I believe it's 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks from this Friday is when my hunting season starts, or it might be Saturday. They might start it Saturday this year. But anyway, that'll be starting. And I'll be hunting that weekend. It's right after my birthday. It's November 5th. My birthday is on Wednesday, November 2nd this year. I'll be 46. Right? Let's see. Yeah, 46. It happens, Teresa. Sometimes they can be tricky. Rabbits are too small to hunt. They're not worth it. Did you hear that they're testing all deer in Minnesota on opener? Nah, no surprise. Probably. I forgot what you have to do for that. Don't you have to, like, take a sample of the deer in or something? I'll have to look into that. I forgot what you have to do to that. But anyway. So we're going to looking forward to hunting season and getting everything all ready for that. And hopefully get some deer. And no, they always don't test for that. They only test a few certain. I have to take it to a registered station. Yeah, somewhere around here. There's somewhere I live. So anyway, we'll find it. They don't always test every deer in every area. Now they're probably starting to do that. So whatever. But now, we are going to talk about this rise of the spirit of Antichrist. You know something? It really is amazing. But let me say, wait, before I get started, let me say hi. Hello to Pilgrim Lady, who was first on here. Carl Winters is on here. My lovely wife is on here. And then we have Carrie on here. We have Cindy Nelson, Mary Teresa, Not to be confused with Teresa, Daryl's wife. Andrea from Iowa. Andrea from Tenderloin Country. Jack. Joe McDonald off the farm. My dad's on here. Rachel Marshall. Aaron Marshall. Army Girl. Let's see. Kevin. Maria Perez Cuzillo. Blaine Medlin. Blaine. Fabian. Again, not to be confused with Fabio. Edith Gomez. Becca. John Robinson. Just saying hi. You better be listening too, John. Let's see. Brian and Debbie. All right. Peter. Andrea is 30 weeks pregnant today. So far, the baby boy is defying all the doctors and is keeping healthy. Well, praise the Lord. Wonderful news. Glad to hear it. Keep praying for Andrea and the baby that all goes well. Amen. Ross Duncan. How you doing, Brother Ross? Hope you're doing well. Good to have you on here and preaching out over there in Europe, preaching the gospel. Now, don't forget to pray for us Saturday night. We have a late night dark parade out there. We'll be preaching out in the dark. Okay? There's a night parade out there. We're going to be tracking the entire event, Lord willing. And preaching the Bible out there to lost sinners who need to be converted. Amen. So pray for us as we do that. As we preach the word. And try to be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. All right. Now that all the pleasantries are over and we've said hi to everybody, now turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 4. We're going to look at a number of things today. Society is very grieving. I think for a Christian to live in this world, you have a lot of grief. And yes, we're creatures of joy and grief mixed. But America is absolutely full of the occult. It's ran. I called it a cult America. Rise of the Antichrist spirit. Because it's everywhere. Now, the Bible says, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. We were warned. that the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world today by the Apostle John. At that time, when he wrote this, we were already warned that the rise of that spirit was there. It's working. That spirit of Antichrist was already working. Paul warned us of the same thing a couple of different times. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. This is that mystery of iniquity, that spirit of Antichrist. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him. That's the Antichrist. Whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. This is that spirit of Antichrist. We realize that worldliness, which I'm going to talk about this weekend, worldliness is a mindset of the world. Satan is called the god of this world. In whom but if our gospel be hid, it be hid to them that are lost. In whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The god of this world controls everything in this world. America today is pumped full of the occult, of Antichrist, of witchcraft, of everything. I mean, it's permeated everything in society. Take the songs, for instance. You look at all the top songs today, and most of them are occultic or singing to a false god. But I was in the store yesterday, and it bothered me. I was in the grocery store, let me see here. Let's see these lyrics. This is a song by, let's see. Here it is. This is a song, it's an old one, it's not new. I'm not trying to, this isn't like a complete expose of, you know, of anything like that, but I want you to, this song, The River of Dreams by Billy Joel, I'm only using this, oh, here we go. I'm getting spammed already. Here we go. this song by Billy Joel. I was in the store and I heard this. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep from the mountains of faith to the river so deep. I must be looking for something, something sacred I lost. This is weird. It is absolutely demonic, by the way. Something sacred I lost, but the river is wide and it's too hard to cross. Even though I know the river is wide, I walk down every evening and I stand on the shore. I try to cross to the opposite side so I can finally find what I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep through the valley of fear to a river so deep. This is a blasphemous Antichrist song. Everything they do is Antichrist. The God they speak about, the mainstream God that these people talk about, is not Christ. It is the Antichrist. Look what he says. I've been searching. I don't know why that did that. I've been searching for something taken out of my soul. Something I'd never lose. Something somebody stole. I know I'm searching for something, something so undefined that it can only be seen by the eyes of the blind. Look what he says. I'm not sure about a life after this. God knows I've never been a spiritual man. Baptized by the fire, I wade into the river that is running to the promised land. Look what he said. He said he was baptized by the fire. There you go. What's the Bible say about that baptism by fire? It's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. Right? That's not a good thing at all. But you look at what he's talking about. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep through the desert of the truth to the river so deep. We all end in the ocean. We all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. It's all satanic. Everything that he's talking about It's the occult. That's the spirit that he has. Right? Here's the same guy. Remember, here's the same guy. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. See that? He said he'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. That's his spirit. That's what he's telling you. That's the spirit that they have. Because they're Antichrist. You could go on and on. There are so many. There are so many of those. Yeah, they mock God. That's what they do. That's who they are. That's the spirit of Antichrist. And it is alive and well in America. America exports the occult all over the world. All over the world. In whatever fashion. Remember when we studied the occult, or when we studied Donald Trump's presidency, and when we studied homosexuality, that it was, we looked at that and we said that the occult, that homosexuality is part of the occult. It's part of occult worship. Right? It's part of occult worship. And what did Donald Trump do in his presidency? He exported that paganism all over the world. At the same time, he's pretending to be a Christian. He's exporting homosexuality all over the world. And working in governments to decriminalize it all over the world. Because that's part of that, that's occult America. That's what it is today. All over the place. These people have an antichrist complex. Kanye West has the same thing. Look at this, one of his songs. Latest songs. This is from like 2020 or something. 21 or something like that. See this in 3D. All the lights out for me. All lights out for me. Lightning strikes the beach. 80 degrees warm. Warm it up for me. Finally free. Found the God in me. This was on his album Donda. And I want you to see I can walk on water. 1,000 miles from shore, I can float on the water. Father, hold me close. Don't let me drown. I know you won't. Yea, walking on the bridge, I threw my sins over the deep end, sipping till my stomach hurt. This month I done lost 3 friends. Early morning brainstorming. Normally I can't sleep in. Sometimes I just want to restart, but it all depends if Ma be that same young hungry from the West End. Right? Look at the lyrics. Look at what he's saying. I see you in 3D. The dawn is bright for me. No more dark for me. I know you're watching me. 80 degrees burning up the leaves. Finally, I'm free. Finally, I'm free. As I go out to sea, I can walk on water. Won't you shine your light? Demon stuck on my shoulder. Father, hold me close. Don't let me drown. I know you won't. So what is that? Look what he's singing. This is his album. This is who he is. Kanye's singing about himself. That's what he's doing. This is that spirit of Antichrist. This is that occult America. This is that rise of the Antichrist spirit. This is who they are. And it's by the way, it's permeated every area. From music to the movies, entertainments, Netflix, all of it. Now you have programming every day. You have it on Netflix, Peacock, Disney, Paramount, Disney Plus, Apple TV, HBO Max. All this stuff is about darkness. All of it is about the anti, all of it, listen to me, Hollywood, music, the culture of America today, mainstream America is the occult. It preaches the occult. Satan is using all of these avenues to preach the occult everywhere. Children from the womb to the tomb are absolutely indoctrinated. With the occult. Everywhere they turn, they are constantly being taught occultic practices and beliefs. Everything. In every place they go. For instance, just look at this. Hotel Transylvania. Turns monsters into people and turns Johnny into a monster on Amazon Prime. Bella, the anime follows a shy girl named Souza who lives in a rural village. Online, however, she becomes a different person. Bella, a globally beloved singer. Maybe you have some too. Into social media kids who can relate. And by the way, most anime is absolutely, I haven't even really dug deep into Japanese anime yet. I'm gonna sometime. I just haven't done it yet. But here you have it. Be somebody else online. This is what they're inundated with it everywhere. These are all kids. The King's Daughter, family adventure movie, everything, secret princesses, mermaids, King Louis the 14th. The king wants the mermaid's life force to achieve immortality, but a young woman who has familial ties to the king wants to save the creature. All occultic. All of it, almost all of it. Here's another, child of Kamari month. Kana is a tween who loves to run, but never expected her hobby would take her. After the death of her mother, Kana must run to the annual gathering of gods in the sacred land of Izumo, hoping she could reunite with her mom there. Along the way, she meets fantastical creatures and learns more about her family. What is it? Occultic. That's what it is. What is it teaching? The occult. See, it's not just Disney. It isn't just Disney. It's everywhere. It used to be all you had to do was just kind of shoot out at Disney and other places like that. Uh-uh. It's all of entertainment, period. Turning Red, the first Disney movie of the year, comes courtesy of Pixar. It follows a 13-year-old. Oh, really? 13! Who has a rare affliction. Whenever she gets too excited or emotional, she turns into a giant red panda. Right? There it is. More of it right there. You see it? These are all the top shows for kids right now. This year, today. I'm telling you, it's just nonstop. Nonstop. That's a remake. Apollo 10 and a half, a space age child that tells the story of a moon landing through two points of view, an astronaut and a 10-year-old boy. Probably not too bad. Better Nate than ever. Average seventh grader except with a burning dream to be a Broadway star. Sounds gay. Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, one thing about Sonic the Hedgehog, he's got a punk attitude. When I was a kid, when you first had like the Sonic the Hedgehog game, it really was, there wasn't a whole lot in it. But then when they started making more episode or more video games, they started doing storylines, and then they started teaching about his punk attitude and everything. And if you're not careful with these a lot of modern day games and things like that, some of the modern day games teach that punk mentality. Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. The third Fantastic Beasts movie, which some changes Mads Mikkelsen, replaces Johnny Depp as the villain, blah, blah, blah. What is it? More satanic garbage. That's what it is. The Bad Guys, the DreamWorks movie follows some classic bad guys, Mr. Wolf, Mrs. Tarantula, Mr. Shark, Mr. Snake, Mr. Piranha, only they're tired of being bad and they try to live life up the up and up for a change. The voice that cast includes, who cares? Trying to make bad people look good. More anime. This Netflix film is sure to be a visual delight. It takes place in an alternate version of Tokyo, where bubbles have appeared that bend the laws of gravity. As a result, the city is battlefield for young players of parkour-like competitions. Saved by a girl with mysterious powers. This is what children are being indoctrinated with everywhere. That's what's being taught to them. Everywhere. Large scale. Straight occult. Straight witchcraft and sorcery. That's what they're being taught. Sneakerella. Disney's done Cinderella stories before, but never like this. The pop hip-hop musical takes the fairy tale and sets it in New York City, where Elle dreams of becoming a sneaker designer. Things change for him when he meets Kara, whose dad happens to work for a big deal sneaker company. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, goofball stuff, cartoons. Bob's Burger Movie, probably perverted. This PG-13 and better for your older ones. Probably full of innuendos. Buzz Lightyear, who they tried to make gay. Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. Yeah, you got to be careful with a lot of video games. A lot of them have witchcraft in them. A lot of them have magic in them. Gotta really watch it. The Sea Beast. Kung Fu Dogs. The original's about the only one you can play, Carl. The rest of them are pretty bad. Zombies 3. Fans of Disney Channel Zombies franchise will thrill to a third entry. They're going to fight. The zombies are going to fight aliens. DC League of Super Pets. Can the magical creatures there help her turn her bad juju around? And obviously Star Wars, yin and yang, black magic, white magic. We all understand that. Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Same thing, magic. Pinocchio, same thing. Teaches a lot of wicked stuff. More anime. These are all the top ones. The Munsters. ThirteenThirteen Mockingham Lane. Rob Zombie. Hocus Pocus 2 just came out. We talked about that the other day. Monster High. This is all the stuff that... This is all the stuff that kids are being inundated with right now. The Curse, talking about magic. The School for Good and Evil. Wendell and the Wild. Always a 13-year-old. What's up with the number 13 on purpose, right? Enola Holmes 2. I don't know what that is. Spellbound. Well, that says it all, doesn't it? This is all what kids are being showed. Enter in a world of dreams. Nemo is a kid who, after the disappearance of her dad, is sent to live with her uncle. While she finds it hard to fit in her new school by day, at night she enters the world of Slumberland and explores dreams and nightmares and might hopefully be united with her father.
Mm-hmm.
Strange World. Same thing. I mean, look at it. I'm not like, I didn't pick like, okay, he's picking the most wicked things out there. That's what he's doing. No, this is just made. This is the top 49 best kids movies and things. That's what this is. This is not my picks. I'm just scrolling down the list. They are inundated with these things. Scrooge. Pinocchio. I have no idea what that is. Anyway, I think that's all of them. That looks like all of them. Okay. Now, I want to show you something else here that goes along with that. So that's the entertainment that they see. Those are the top movies. See, I'm looking for something. Hang on. While that's loading here, I want to look for something else here. I want to show you something else. Let's see. Now, by the way, let me say, viewer discretion is advised with this. So if you have a child, then, and you don't want them to see what I'm about to show you, because it's a trans doll, and you don't want them to see this explicitly, then viewer discretion is advised. Because this is reality. This is what's going on right now in our world, and it's disgusting. Remember, I said the occult from the cradle to the grave. Remember, we talked about how the occult. I'm not even going to show you the picture of this because I really don't have to. But anyway, we talked about how they are indoctrinating them and confusing them and all those things. This is a trans doll with male genitalia that they are giving to children. That's what this is. If we were to scroll down, which I won't do, if we were to scroll down, you would see male genitalia on this doll. This doll is for sale right now. I scrolled past that part of the article where the picture is, and if a picture comes up, I'll be careful with it, okay? Imagine what an innocent, unsuspecting 3-year-old girl would think while changing the clothes of a doll she thinks is a girl and sees a fully featured male genitalia on this doll. Seriously, imagine what your child would think if they saw that. Now, I want to show you something. The Bible says it rots confusion. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind is an abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these things the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you, and the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. It causes confusion. It causes confusion. That's okay, John. I think people get my point. Maybe I mispronounced something, but I think they know exactly what I'm talking about. It's okay. I think they can figure it out. It's not very difficult. Now, the Bible says, or should I say it's privy member, because that's what the Bible says. There you go. Now, the Bible says it rots confusion. Sexual misconduct, or even children exposed at a young age to sexual material, rots confusion in their life, in their minds, and in their hearts. It brings confusion about. That's why you ought to, that's why, and it's Antichrist, by the way. And listen to me, that's why your children, let me tell you something, your children in school, if they're in school or homeschooled or whatever, your children should not have friends of the opposite sex, like boyfriends and girlfriends. I don't mean they're not kind to their friends. I mean close relationships, and say, this is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend. They shouldn't have that. There shouldn't be any of that. There shouldn't be any of that dating or anything like that. It rots confusion in their hearts. That's why a father is supposed to be involved in the giving away of his daughter. That's why no young man is supposed to try to entice a man's daughter. But it's supposed to go through the father. Because the father can make a rational decision. He can take the emotions out of it. He can be highly critical of the young man. And he's going to be super protective over who he hands his daughter over to. Young men are not supposed to just be walking up to your daughters or in school and being like, oh, this is my girlfriend. This is my boyfriend. This is this. No, it's not. It's ridiculous. And you shouldn't be raising your children like that, to be seeking attention from the opposite sex. That's not a biblical way to be raised or to raise your children. Somebody asked me about my son. And I was very clear with them about my son and his age and what he needs to do with his life as a 17-year-old young man. And just his responsibilities as a young man and what he's supposed to do and his direction in life and everything else. And because children will become confused, young girls that give their hearts to boys will become very confused quickly. When they give their hearts and their bodies to a young man, they will be confused quickly. That's not what God intended. So that's the same principle when you read about here and you see this doll right here that rots confusion, the Bible says. It's confusion. You teach them sexual confusion. And that's what this doll does. It's designed to recruit. That's what it's designed to do. I won't even show it to you. But it's designed to recruit. It's designed to place seeds inside of their minds to confuse them. Listen to me. When children are sexualized at a young age, it will rot confusion their whole life. It rots confusion. And that's what society is doing because it's the occult. It is the spirit of Antichrist. The Bible talks about that end times. And the work of the spirit of Antichrist is the same work as the Antichrist himself when he comes. They repented not to give God the glory. What are those end times sins? Sorceries. Revelation 9:21. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Because they're sexualized. And that's what they're trying to do now to children. None of these reactions would be a healthy one for a young child. Yet that's exactly what the woke toy industry is now pushing on children. Believe it or not, this toy is now on sale in toy shops in Russia. And if they're being sold there, where else are they going to be sold? We've already reported, said he, that Lego has introduced a rainbow set for LGBTQ children. There's no such thing as an LGBTQ child. They're recruiting them. and that Hasbro has introduced a gender-neutral potato head, dropping the Mister. Mattel has introduced a gender-neutral creatable world doll that lets children choose the gender of the doll. And Marvel destroyed its legacy by making a Captain America figurine into a flaming homosexual. Welcome to Occult America. But the images of the doll posted on social media are clearly designed to teach children that whatever privy member you have, whatever you have down there, those, whatever you have, your members there, is just a random act of nature and has no bearing on one's gender. So, obviously, a male doll can be dressed up like just like a girl. Of course, children don't understand this, and its purpose is to confuse them. Why? Because the world is full of perverts who are hell-bent on destroying our children at any cost. If you think this is bad, it's only going to get worse. The LGBTQ mafia does not want you to be able to raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If you do, you're going to be an outcast in society. Well, welcome to the world. That's the way we are now. It's Occult America, the rise of the Antichrist spirit. We're here right now. But you know what really gets me is the professing Christians that get mad at me for yelling about it. They get mad at me for yelling about it. They don't like it. They want to go on in their sleep. They want to go on and let the world go to hell. Let the world teach their children. And they don't have anything to yell about. They don't got nothing to get excited about. They don't got nothing to get mad about at all. They're not appalled by it. They don't hate it. They're not angry with it. Not enough to stand in the gap. Ezekiel 22:30, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Now, thank God there's 7,000 that have not bowed the knee to Baal. But you listen good. They're trying to shame us into shutting up. They want to shame you into shutting up, to shut up. They want to shame you so you'll be quiet about it and you won't raise a stink about it. And I'm going to tell you what. All you little bellyaching, wimpy men out there that got angry at me for preaching to that old hag that was out there that said that her two sons were sodomites and she was proud to go to that event and she was proud to stand in there while they're parading their drag queen stuff. Shame on you. It didn't work. You tried to shame me and shut me up and say, well, you should have dealt softer and kinder and like little puppy dogs with her. That's what you should have done. You're just a mean big man is what you are. I don't care what you think I am. They're putting penises on girl dolls and they're doing it right in front of your kids. And you want to play patty cake with them. And none of them want to stand outside of an event. None of them want to stand outside of there and preach the Bible to them. None of them want to say anything. They'll get backed down by some crazy Jezebel that gets angry at them. I'm used to women being mad at me. I like it when women are mad at me. I don't even care anymore when they get mad at me. especially when they defend evil and wickedness. And you want me to apologize for having some zeal and some fire and some indignation against it? Men taking their daughters in there, watching their, taking their sons to that filth. I don't know what you mean by based, Silvio Manfred Dante 85. Why don't you say something else? That's all you ever put on there. Why don't you put up or shut up and make your position clear? Say it like you mean it. You don't like it? Hit the bricks. I don't care. I ain't in no popularity contest. I'm not here to be popular with anybody. I'm here to preach the Bible and what, and not let these children get taken by a bunch of perverts. If you don't like it, get out of here. I don't care. If you think I'm scared of a bunch of femwads that don't like me or a bunch of Jezebels that get mad at me, I don't care. I was born to preach against them. God saved me to preach against them. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I'm sick and tired of watching the whole world go to hell around me and people being dragged into sin and nobody wants to say anything and everybody wants to just be nicey-wicey about it while they're perverting your kids. Because that's your agenda. That's what they're doing. That's their goal. Period. That's their goal. And you might say, I don't like your style. Well, I really don't care what you like. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care if you like it. It's the truth. And where's all the men at to stand up and get mad about it and say something about it? Watching all these women parade around all this nonsense. Watching all these women parade around all these things and not saying a thing about it. Watching all these Jezebels come up with their spike-dyked hair. And get mad at men speaking like, I'm going to go run in the corner and hide from you because you're a mad Jezopolis and you're mad Jezilla and I'm going to be scared of you because you're breathing fire. Who cares? You watch it. You watch what they do. They want you to just shut up. They want you to be, or they want you to join some political fight. I ain't here to join a political fight. I'm not here for a political fight. I'm here for the gospel. I'm here to preach the hell out of you. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here for anything else. I don't care about your politicians. I don't trust any of them. They're all a bunch of dogs in heat. It's exactly what they are. A bunch of God-hating, occultic, antichrist devils who slap each other on the back, give each other raises, run around fornicating like a bunch of dogs in heat, running the sod curtain on both sides. That's exactly what they are. Meanwhile, what they want to do is just pervert your children. They want you to shut up about it. Why? Because they're teaching them the occult. This is occult practices. You know, I've had women try to shout me down and get me to shut up ever since I've been in the ministry. I remember one time I was preaching a junior church after I had just gotten saved. I was preaching at junior church, and this woman and these kids got out of line, and I put them back in line. I remember this woman got up and said something to me. Boy, that was a mistake. I looked at her and said, if you can't follow good order and you can't listen, you need to dismiss yourself and go upstairs and sit with your husband. Boy, oh boy, did she get mad at me. Boy, oh boy. did she get upset. Well, Silvio, I'm sorry. I'm kind of dumb sometimes. I don't catch on to things. If that's what you meant, I apologize. I remember she got mad at me. This lady did. She got real angry with me because I did that. Then I remember another lady when a bunch of kids started some trouble and started fighting, and I had to choke one of them out. I didn't hurt him. I had to choke him out. He's a big 17-year-old kid, man. He was taller than me. He was like this tall. I had to choke him out, man. He was beating people up and everything else. I had to put him to sleep. It was good. I didn't hurt him. He was fine. But I had to do it because he was beating people up. Bigger. He was bigger than me. Big kid. And I remember doing that. And I remember this late. And I started preaching to him. I told him to keep their foot when they go up to the house of God. And this lady got mad at me, started running her mouth. By the way, each time that ever happened, it was always a feminist, fundamentalist Jezebel that had to say something to me to get me to shut up. Always. And by the way, those are the ones that have always came after my ministry. Always. They'd try to infiltrate and come into my ministry. One lady told me she ain't here no more. Her and her husband left. Women. She said she had a whole checklist of what was wrong with me. She wanted to give me a whole checklist of what was wrong with me. Yeah, that didn't last very long. But I'm going to tell you something right now, by God's grace, I'm still here preaching, and they're still off hiding somewhere. But I'm still here doing what God called me to do. So that's what I think about women trying to shut me up. Or men that try to do it too, by the way. I don't care what they are. Anyway. So, here's the thing. They are going after these children from the cradle to the grave. They are going after them. They are affecting society. They are moving against society. They are trying to destroy the lives of children and confuse them. That's their goal. That's their goal. That's what they want to do. I'm not going to show you the rest of this. But there's a mafia out there. And by the way, Christians think they can play nice about this and not preach the Bible and not preach what God says and adapt worldliness. They think they can do that. And that everything is going to be fine. They think they can hide in their four walls of their meeting house and they can just do their programs and they don't have to confront evil. And everything will be fine. That's what they think. And meanwhile, you have these people that invent these dolls that are literally indoctrinating these children. That's what they're doing. Literally indoctrinating them into the trans movement. The public school system. Oh, boy. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine, shall we? Why don't we do that? Let's see. Man, oh man. You know, there was this preacher back in 2014. There was this preacher back in 2014 that warned some people of this happening. He preached a message called Public Schools, Queering Your Kids. Such bold language. What was wrong with him? What was wrong with that guy? Here it was, 2014. I hope you guys are paying attention in the comment section. Sounds like you're off in limbo land. Anyway, it was part of a series called Sodomites in the Land. The first one was called Without Natural Affection. Sodomites in the Bible. Hollywood, the Sodomite Agenda. Public Schools, Queering Your Kids. Obama overhauling Straight America, the Homosexual Manifesto. The Homosexual Invasion of the Churches. Oh, yeah. I guess I warned about that 7 years ago, didn't I? Not bragging. Just stating fact, friend. Just stating fact, that's all. And everybody thought, well, that guy, you know, he, you know, not everybody, but many people, you know, oh, he's just preaching about this. Now I do most of this on my broadcast instead of in the pulpit because I do more expository preaching in the pulpit, which is fine. But, and it's good. It's biblical. It's right. And I could do this if God led me to. But God's led me to preach the Bible straight to them and to deal with more current affairs on my broadcast. But look at that. How about the homosexual invasion of the churches 7 years ago warned about, said, look, it's coming. They're here. It's getting worse, and they're mainstreaming it. They're mainstreaming it. And then this one, which is an absolute classic one, by the way. Homosexuality is occult worship. If you've not listened to that sermon, you ought to listen to it. You really ought to. Because that sermon right there, I go into a lot of detail and prove that homosexuality is occult worship. That's exactly what it is. What it is. What they taught. What they are. The practice of it is. We talked about that in a number of different things. But that's what we're talking about right now. We are talking about the occult indoctrination of America. And it is literally everywhere. It is in the music. It is in the entertainment. It is in the public school system. It's everywhere. It is everywhere. I'm not going to show you the picture of this baby, but it is literally like you were making pornography in the grove. That's exactly what this is. And it's to confuse a child. And they know it. They know it. They do. They know it. They know what they're doing. Yeah, that one was almost 8 years ago. It was 7.5 years ago. And I warned about the homosexual invasion of the churches back then that it was coming, that it was there, and it was going to get worse. I don't even remember it because I lost my memory. So I don't even remember what I preached in that sermon. I don't remember it. Sorry, I just don't. I'm sure it was okay, but I don't remember it. I do remember a little bit about overhauling Straight America and the Homosexual Manifesto. That was Obama's game. Back in 2015, I warned about that. That was Obama's game. what he did. Uh-huh. The attack on the through the public school system. Same thing. They want to pass bills right now. They are passing bills right now. Right now. That your kids can be trans and you don't know about it. They can do things and not know about it. And that parents don't have to be notified. If you have a mom and dad in the home, mom needs to come home, homeschool the children, dad make the money, and protect your children from this wicked, insane, satanic ideology. You have no business sending your children to public school when you don't have to. You have the liberty in this country to homeschool your children. And I'm going to say this very plainly to you. If you have the opportunity to homeschool your own children and you're not doing it, you're in sin. Bluntly as I can say that, you are sinning. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. To send your children to the public school is akin to treason against Christ, and I'm not kidding you. And to do it all in the name of money. So, my wife has to keep working because we don't have any money and we have to do this. Well, let me tell you, Justin, if you send your child to a public school and he turns out to be she turns out to be a raging sodomite or a raging tranny or is indoctrinated with that, it's your fault. You're sending your child to the lions. You are sending your children to a bunch of lions to devour. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be real plain. I don't think very much of a man that'll do that. And I'm being as crystal clear as I can. And if that offends anybody, good. Sometimes you got to get offended to get right. It's your children we're talking about here. It's precious minds that are being confused. And you think 8 hours a day with those idiots out there isn't going to affect them? With a bunch of perverts, a bunch of raging sodomites, a bunch of transgenders? There's no excuse. If mom and dad are there, there's no excuse. It all boils down to selfishness. I've heard people say, well, I'm glad you can do that, but they tell my wife, but I don't think I can do that. Really? Well, if God opened your womb and gave you those children, then he's equipped you to be able to do it. Because he opened your womb in order for you to have children. And then he's equipped you to take care of those children. That's called believing God. That's called faith. That's what that is. That's believing God. I am so absolutely concerned today See, God showed me about 5 or 6 years ago that the attacks that was on this church is because Satan wanted these children. God knew there was going to be more children coming. And Satan wanted those children. I know that 100%. I know it. And God showed me that. And he said that's what it was for. It's for those kids. Satan wanted those kids. Satan wants those kids. He wants to sift them as wheat. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants. Exactly what he wants to do. God is faithful. God showed me that. So I've preached Keepers at Home for years. And I've had men turn on me. I've had women turn on me. I've had people hate. I've preached the role of the sexes for years, and I've had them hate my guts for it. It's one of those doctrines when you preach the roles of the husband and the wife and happy families and happy children and everything. When you preach that, you'll have those. You'll have happy families. You'll have happy children and everything else. When dad's being dad and mom's being mom, that when husband's being husband and wife's being wife, you'll have happy families. And I'm going to tell you something. Satan don't like that. So I've had people come in and be very angry with me, and because they didn't want to be men, they turned on me. They didn't want to take care of their families. And but you know what? That hasn't changed the fact that God breathed into me this life to preach this book and to continue on and to preach it, because it's going to be necessary in the years to come. Because guess what? They're coming for the kids. That's exactly what they're doing. But I believe that God will protect them. If we will do what God has called us to do, God will protect them. God will save them. God will he'll nurture them. God will call those young men to preach. God will use them to start churches, to have godly wives. God will do that. I believe that. I told the children in our church, you might just have to marry the other members of the church, the other children that you're growing up with. Well, there's like 40, 45 of them, or there's going to be 45 of them here pretty soon. Look around you. You might be marrying one of them. Why? Because you're not going to know. If these are boys or girls outside of there, you're not going to know. You're not going to know. Peter Green said, based is a good thing. I know, Peter, and I apologize for that because I wasn't clear. I was just on a rant. So I already asked for forgiveness for that because I didn't know what that meant exactly. So. Anyway, but I appreciate that. I really do. And sometimes I'm just wrong and I have to ask for forgiveness. See, I can be wrong sometimes and ask for forgiveness and tell people, you know what? Sometimes I'm just wrong. Sometimes I'm just plain wrong and you got to get right. And that's one time that I was just wrong. So praise the Lord. God allows us to ask for forgiveness and we move on from it. Amen. But listen, this is not going, these issues are not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere, except worse. They're not going anywhere. Take, for instance, raunchy video of an all-ages drag show in Texas that featured sexually suggestive dancing in front of children has fueled outrage and fear that the radical left is trying to normalize the sexualization of kids. Why? Because they're possessed by devils. That's why. This is occult America. That's what it is. This is witchcraft at its highest level. Child sacrifice, which is another thing we're going to show, we're going to talk about. But, and child indoctrination and pedophilia and all those, this is pedophilia. What they're doing is pedophilia. It's what they're doing. That is what they're doing. Make no mistake about it. It's what they're doing. That is their goal. They're normalizing the sexualization of children. They've been doing it in the movies for years and nobody got mad. Sexually suggestive material, all that stuff. Now they're just being blatant about it. Now they're just being blatant about it, right? That's what they're doing. Now it's just blatant. He warned that the radicalized left is trying to normalize, including children, at these type of events. This is something that was overtly sexual, she said, and now apparently the left is gaslighting me into thinking that I'm somehow the crazy one for having a problem with this. Right. Just like, hey, guess what? Just like, no, I'm going to show the people that did it. I don't care. I'm going to stinking show the people that did it. Let's see, where's that video? Here we go. This is old nasty granny video. And I wanted to hear her response, her reasoning, her justification, logic to what was implied by the video. Should have given her a chance to speak. You can't shove gospel, just impart it firmly, but with love and correction. And this person, Truth in Christ, yes, I think Jason got caught up in his righteous indignation. He should have allowed her to speak. Even though I completely agree with her open and loud rebuke, Jason was in the flesh at this point and serves not the glory of God. And I said, no, Jason was not. Jason was preaching and warning her. I said, anytime you boys want to come on down and preach, feel free. He said, oh, yes, he was. He got caught up in an emotional righteous anger, and I get it. I do too, but this is where our flesh gets in the way. I don't think my flesh was in the way. I think I was just preaching the Bible to that lady. It happens to us all, but we need to recognize this and repent from slamming our staff against the rock. So see, that person thought, oh, you just, you know, you're just really mean. That lady was interested in indoctrinating me, but I was there to indoctrinate her. That's why I was there. I was there to preach the Bible to her, not to get her opinion on God's word. I was there to preach. She walked up to me. She approached me. Now, as you can see from this live broadcast, when I was wrong about something, I asked the lady to forgive me. I'm sorry, I misunderstood your words. Excuse me. See that? Why? Well, because I was wrong about what she meant, her intent. So she made her intent plain, and then I apologized. Right? That's how that works. See the difference? But the problem is, instead of her telling one person about how she spoke to this man and he revealed to her the errors of her actions and showed her fresh revelation and explained why she was wrong, she's most likely now going to tell 20 people about that nasty people who bullied her in the street. I said, hey, come on out with us. I don't get into YouTube arguments, as they are futile and invariable and descended to childishness. However, I felt you missed my reply. We are in agreement about the shamefulness of the event at this church. Yeah. But you're the one that'll go silent and not do anything about it. And you'll sit there and correct everybody from the bleachers. But when's the last time you went out there and warned somebody? Probably not going to happen, is it? Probably not going to. And then this person said, this guy is shameful. Wait. These people are taking children into a drag show and we're shameful for talking about it? By the way, the word based, I took it as like men of a baser sort. You know, that's the way I took that word. That's why I thought that. If you look in the Bible here, I had the wrong definition. Because look what the word base means. Low in place, mean, vile, worthlessness, that is a low in value or estimation, a low station of a mean spirit. See what I mean? That's base. Now, based, reduced in value, founded. See, that's the definition. See, the definition that I took was like this word, base. So, you know, Webster's is a little different than Webster's 1828. Peter Green said it means base means pretty much the way it's supposed to be. So that's not, you see what I mean? The typical word is different than what see, mean, vile, worthless, that is low in value or estimation. So anyway, that's the way that I took that, by the way. And that's my reasoning behind it. Anyway, but I'm glad that, yeah, exactly, Brother Carl. So that's, if you see the definition there, that's that I'm taking it the Bible way that it's talked about there, and not the, I guess maybe modern speaking, it's different. I don't know, but that's not the way Webster's 1828 runs that word. So anyway, doesn't matter. But I appreciate the sentiment regardless. But anyway, so there you have it. And by the way, that's not it. Let's see one more here before we go. Christian physician assistant sues Michigan Health for being fired after objecting to trans procedures. What is this? Occult practice. That's what it is. All of it is. This is what they're doing, just like this. Gonzalez argued that bringing children to drag shows and involving them in mature environments is a part of a sinister attempt to radicalize the entire country, which can only be accomplished by confusion. What's the best way to confuse children? Confuse them about their sexuality. Confuse them about their gender. Expose them to things that their little brains are not ready for yet. It is leading to chaos. Right? Leading to chaos. Now, as you can see, this is occult America. It's everywhere. We talked about the witchcraft in society, the mainstreaming of, Ouija boards, spiritism, all of it. It's there. It's real. All over the place. Come into a city near you. Right? You and I have to stand up against it. The occult is rising in America. This is what this is about. This is to bring on, right, Alfred Kinsey. Chris Pinto did a great video. I can't watch that stuff very much. It just bothers me. But Alfred Kinsey, the Kinsey report or something like that. Chris Pinto did an excellent video years ago on Kinsey. I watched that many years ago. He did an excellent report on Kinsey. And that was the sexualization of children, the psychological sexualization of children back then. And everything that he taught, the experiments that that man did on children was the same stuff. And he probably had a relationship or something like that with it. It was either Aleister Crowley or Aleister Crowley's writings. I can't remember what that connection was. The Kinsey syndrome, that's correct. But anyway, those things are deep embedded into our history of our country. It changed children and sexualization forever in America. The Kinsey report did. The Kinsey syndrome or whatever it is. It changed everything. That man was allowed to do abominable things. In the name of science. Which, by the way, reminds us of recently, I don't know where this is at. I don't know where this is. But somewhere it talks about they just developed in a lab in America an 80 times more powerful version of COVID in a lab. 80 times more deadly. For what? What's the purpose? Why? Why would you do that? Right? Why would anybody do that? Because they're satanic. It's the occult. They want to kill people. Murder is what they do. Murder, sexual sins, fornication, all of those things. Okay. That's what they're doing. Because they're the occult. Because America's ran by devils. I mean, think about it this way. Watch this. As soon as you enter America as a citizen, where do you go past? Statue of Liberty. What is that? That's Diana of the Ephesians. That's the yin and yang. That's the androgynous being. That's the goddess. That's the as is above, so is below, made by the Masonic order. That's what it is. And the occult is rising. That spirit of Antichrist is on the rise. In your college class, yeah, you should pray for them and you should maybe talk to them and tell them they need Jesus. That's what I would do. Exactly what I would do. But that's what they're doing. That's the rise of Antichrist. Right there, right when you come in. Everywhere, Washington, D.C., full of occultic things. This is the rise of the Antichrist. That's what it is. And we're seeing it from the cradle to the grave. It's the occult being taught.